Today's daf is Menachos daf Samech Hey. Today's shir is sponsored L'zchus Refor Shleima for Nava Gabriela Bas Naomi Tova, a little baby who needs a continued Refor Shleima, and the learning should be as L'zchus for her Refor Shleima Bezras Hashem. We're holding on daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the first wide line on daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of going through the expression of how brilliant Mordechai was, that he was able to figure out these things that seemed like riddles that no one else was able to figure out. And we're going to have one more episode where he demonstrates this unique ability to be able to figure things out. And then we're going to get to the Mishnah on daf Samech Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to discuss how they would do the Ketziras HaOmer, how it was done with the tremendous amount of fanfare. There seems to have been like a whole show when they did the Ketziras HaOmer, and the Mishnah is going to explain that they did that in order to demonstrate that when the Torah says Mimachras HaShabbos, it does not mean Mimachras HaShabbos in the sense that the day after Shabbos, it means the day after the first day of Pesach, and therefore Chag HaShavuos is not always on a Sunday, it could be on other days. And that was the whole Tzimulim Shel Tzedukim and Baitusim in order to demonstrate that the Baitusim were incorrect. And the Gemara throughout the rest of the daf is pretty much going to try to show how we know that the Baitusim are incorrect. We're going to have nine different ways of how Chazal figured out that Mimachras HaShabbos means not the day after Shabbos, but the day after the first day of Pesach. So let's begin on daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. And again, we are holding at the last word of the very first wide line. Hanu Sholosh Nashim Daisu Sholosh Kinin. There were three women that brought three kinin. Kinin means a pair of birds. Chada Amra Lizivasi. One of the women said, "This is for my ziva." V'chada Amra Liyamasi. This is for my ocean, so to speak, the flow. V'chada Amra Li'onasi. This is for the obligation that has to be brought in its right time. So Zavar Mina Zivasi Zava Mamish. So everyone naturally assumed that Zivasi means Zava Mamish, that a Zava after a Sfira Shibinakiyim has to bring a Kan, and she brings Echel the Olive, Echel the Chata. So they figured that's what it was about, that it was, and the Amasi means Li Amasi Mamish, that it means also, it's a different expression meaning a Zava, that she Shofa'as Kayam, that blood is flowing from her. And La'onasi means La'onasa, that in the obligation that comes at the end of the amazing of the Shivanakim, that she's got to bring a karban to kulu chada chatas chada ola. And therefore all three women had the same situation. They were all just concluding a period of ziva, and therefore they all had to bring one chatas, one ola. That's what everyone else assumed. Amaluhu Mordechai. So Mordechai said, Shema bezov sikna, Shema biyam sikna, Shema beina sikna. Maybe that's not what they mean at all. Maybe these are three karbanos that are being brought as a result of a sakana that the person went through, and the person has emerged unscathed from the sakana. Maybe a woman had a flow that caused the sakana. Rashi explains, shofa as dam yoser v'nistakna lamos. She was hemorrhaging dam and she almost died because of that. And therefore she decided as a nedava to bring a kan. And if you bring up a nedava, they're both karbanos olam, not karban. Neither of them are karban chatas. And the one that said the Yamasi, maybe she had a sakana by the yam, by the actual ocean. It's not a euphemism for any sort of flow of blood from her body. And the one that said the onasi maybe means that she had a sakana in her eye, and therefore dukulu alos ninu. All of these kabanas are in ola. So you have to know the language that the women are speaking to you when they tell you what they're bringing their carbon for. Baduk va'ashkach, they investigated a little bit further, and they found that was in fact correct. That's it, that Mordechai was correct, that these were not three women who had been a Zava Gedola and were bringing a carbon at the end of the Ziva period. These are three women who had situations of Sakana and were bringing a Nedava, and therefore they were all Karbanos Ola. V'ahinu ditnan psachya ala kinin ze Mordechai. And that's why the Mishnah says psachya was appointed on the kinin, and that's a reference to Mordechai. Lama nikrashmo psachya. Why is he called psachya? Shal pasach dvarim v'dorshan v'yodeh v'shivim lashon. That he was able to open things up and darshan them, things that we otherwise would not have understood, and he knew how to speak 70 languages. The various mefarshim, the Bar Tanura and the Tiklin Chaditin on the Mishnayos and Masech Shkalim, say that the reason you need someone to be such a, the person who's Mamuna al Kinin, was in charge of the pairs of birds that are brought, to be such a wise person, such a Chacham Gadol, is because there were so many people bringing bringing kinim la azara, that very often the birds would get mixed up. And that's in fact why we have an entire mesechta about what happens when the birds get mixed up. And it's one of the most challenging mesechtas in all of Shas to try to figure out all of the cheshbonos. If two birds fly from this group to that group and three flew back to that group, and how do you cheshbon out what to do with all the with all of the karbonos? It's a very, very challenging mesechta. So the person who was in charge of it had to be someone who was very brilliant. The third parak of Maseches Avos, the Mishnah tells us that kinim are gufei Torah, that you needed a tremendous amount of knowledge to be able to deal with kinim. There are very few experts in the world today on Maseches Kinim. People are very mathematically oriented and put a lot of time into that Masechta. Not such an easy thing. So says the Gemara, okay, so Psachya, he was so brilliant, he knew how to be Poseach Dvarim V'Dorshan, and he knew Shivim Lashon. Asked the Gemara, that shouldn't have been so unique. Kulu Sanhedrin, Nami Yadi Shivim Lashon. Every member of the Sanhedrin had to know 70 languages. Dam Rav Yochanan, Ein Mo Shivim B'Sanhedrin, Ella, Bale Chachma, Bale Mara, Bale Koma, Bale Zikna, Bale Kshafim, V'Yodim B'Shivim Lashon, that it's necessary, the necessary requirement to sit on a Sanhedrin is you have to be a chacham, you have to look good, you have to be tall, you have to be zakein, you have to be you have to know kishuf, and you have to know 70 languages. Shalote Sanhedrin shomas mipiat Torgamon, and the reason it was important to know 70 languages is because you don't want Sanhedrin hearing things from a Torgamon, from a middleman, because things get lost in translation. So what was so special about Mordechai / Psachya? Says Mar Eladavil Bayilishni Vidarish. He was able to tell when there was mixtures of different languages together within the same phrase. V'ayinu d'chsiv b'Mordechai Balshan, and that's why the pasuk describes Mordechai as Balshan, that he was bola l'shonos. He knew how to mix together different l'shonos. That's the pasuk tells us in Sefer Nechemia that Aboimim Zerubbabel Yeshua, Nechemia, Azariah, Ra'amya, Nachmani, Mordechai Balshan. And the Gemara is understanding that Mordechai and Balshan are not two separate people, but Mordechai is called Balshan. He's called Balshan because he is Bolel Lishonos. The idea that you need Bali Chachma to be on Sanhedrin is the one requirement over here that makes the most sense to us, right? That's intuitive, that the people need to be Bali Chachma. But Ben Yoyada points out, it clearly is not referring to Chachma Satorah. Chachma Satorah should be obvious. They have to know the din, so there's no doubt that you need Chachma Satorah. I wouldn't need to be told that you need to have Bali Chachma. So instead he says you need to have people, in addition to having Chachma Satorah, have to be Bekiyim in other Chachmos as well. The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Ein Ma'amidim Sanhedrin, Bein B'Gdol, Bein B'Ktani, even not the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, even the minor Sanhedraos that are in B'chol Yir V'Ir, the only people that could be appointed to such positions are Anashim Chachamim, Unavonim, Muflogim B'Chachma Satorah, Valei Deya Meruba, Yodim K'tzas Mishar Chachmos, Kigon Refuos, V'Cheshvon, Tkufos, Mazolos, V'Tztagninos. The Rambam gives a list of the different types of Chachma that they need to have in order to be able to sit on the Sanhedrin. Well, we're like a week off from a Daf Yomi coincidence, appointing someone to a high court that you need a in order to have someone appointed on the Sanhedrin, he has to have all these things. So the Achronim discuss, why does he have to know refuah? So he has to be a doctor in order to sit on the Sanhedrin. And instead, a lot of the other chachmos, so the Radvaz writes that when a person, let's say, gives a certain medication to somebody else and the patient dies, the Sanhedrin has to know whether it was the medication that killed him. Is this person a rotzeach or not? And they can only know that if they understand a little bit of medicine. The Radvaz writes further that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to get medicine for a chalash yesh bo sakana, but that's only if it's a natural medication, not a refuah sekulis. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. It has to be bodhika menusa, but you have to know. They have to be, so maybe they have to be pharmacists. They have to know a little bit something about medicine. Other achronim say, it's just very simple, that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and Yom Kippur, b'makom chol sheyesh bo sakana. You just need to be able to assess what's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, what's a chol shein bo sakana. Many of these things just indicate that they have to at least have contact with doctors. They have to have people that they can trust to be able, but it's better than being able to trust other people is to have the knowledge themselves. But the most confusing one on the list is balik shafim. Why do they have to know kishuf? So Rashi says over here, shem yeh anidon mechashef v'or lo yishlod bo. Let's say the person is a mechashev and you're trying to kill him and it doesn't work because he's using kishuf and nothing is happening to him. So yasu hein machshevos yomisu b'chol misa shiyuflu. So then they can the Sanhedrin, if they're bali kishuf, they can do a kishuf to counteract his kishuf so that they can so that he'll die and they'll have the ability to kill him. That's how Rashi writes over here. Mesech Sanhedrin daf Yud Zayin. Rashi writes it a little differently. He says k'day lahamis mechashem abotchem b'kishveim li natzel midei beizdin ulegalos al mechashem amsisu medichem b'kishveim, in order to kill the mechashem who put their faith in their kishuf to be saved from Beis Din, so they're able to demonstrate that these people are Balik Shafim and that they are that they're Api Korsim and that they believe in these different things. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says Rashi does not mean to say that the Dayanim will kill them through Kishuf, because just like they're not allowed to practice Kishuf, we're also not allowed to practice Kishuf. And if you're also Maisali de Kishuf, you're Chayiv Misa. So the Dayanim would have been Chayiv Misa. No, knowing Chachmas HaKishuf means that they know how to be Mevatel, the Koach of Kishuf. Whatever that koach is, it is according to the large group of Rishonim that assume that it is an actual koach, not like the Rambam who assumes that it's all just these crazy beliefs that people have. But if you have this this koach, they know how, they have to know how to be mevatel that koach. But the Pashtus is the Chorah what Tosfos writes. Right? Tosfos writes, Pirush Rav Haigon, Kedei Leida Es Adin, Kedamrim, Nosa Maisa, Chayiv Ochiz Naim Pater. Vayin Lukam Rav Blas, Besof Arab Misos, Shaini, Shona Sholosh Meos, Hilchos Halachs, Bim Tios Kishun, Kedei Nami Avla Talam, Lahavin Allah Horos. They have to know what the guy is doing. If the guy is actually practicing Kishuv, or he's just doing some other crazy things, now not everyone that's crazy is Chayiv Misa. So they have to know what is Kishuv, and what's included, just to be able to pass. Not that they're going to do anything kishuf related, they just have to be able to paskin on it. In order to paskin on it, they have to know the metzius. Another requirement, the 70 lashonos that we mentioned over here, is shalote sanhedrin shoma'as mipi ha-turgaman, right? The Gemara says the Mishnah Maseches Makos says al pishnayim edim, that Sanhedrin can't hear from a turgaman, and Rashi over there says can't hear what from the turgaman? What are they? There are different things that the judges have to hear. They have to hear the tainus of the Bali Din themselves, and then they have to hear the edim. There are no lawyers in Sanhedrin; it's just the Bali Din say their case, and there are edim. So Rashi over there writes that they shouldn't, the dayanim shouldn't hear the edus of the edim from the turgaman. That's what Rashi writes in Masech Sanhedrin as well, that they have to know shuvim lashon, because when the edim testify, they have to be able to understand. But over here, Rashi says different. He says that the turgaman shouldn't be machlif ta'anosef shel ha-bal din v'chayvu, that they shouldn't mess up the understanding of the tainos of the Baledin themselves. That's what the Rambam writes in the 21st parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Shliya dain shomea mipi ha-turgman eli imkeno yamakir loshem baledinin v'shomea ta'anosehen, that they have to hear the Baledin, they have to hear the tainos of the Baledin. The Ran explains that the Rambam assumes the pasuk mipi edim and not mipi ha-turgman is going not only on the edim but also on the Baledin. And the Rai is from the Gemara Makos Davav, that there were Shnei Loazim, two people who spoke a foreign language, that came to a din Torah in front of Rava, and he set up a Meturgaman, and the Gemara says, "I lotei sanedr shamaz mipi Meturgaman." Well, what does that have to do with anything? These were the Bali Din, they weren't the Edim. So you see from that Gemara that it includes the Bali Din and not just the Edim. So this is Machlokes Rishon, which for sure includes the Edim. Question is, in addition to the Edim, do they have to hear directly from the Balei Din? That's also interesting. At the very end over here, so we said, so Mordechai was Baal Lashon because he was Bolel Lashonos, and it was based on that pasuk where it gives a whole list of people that were Bo'u Imzru Bavel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nachmeni, Mordechai, and then Baal Lashon. Sounds like the Gemara's understanding was Mordechai Baal Lashon. He had two names. So the Marsha says, how do you know? Maybe it was Mordechai, and then Baal Lashon was someone else. So how do you know Mordechai is Baal Lashon is description of Mordechai? So the Marsha says that if that were the case, then Mordechai should have come. If Mordechai were a separate person, because of his chashivos, he should have come earlier in the pasuk. What do you mean because of his chashivos? How do I know how chashiv he is? It's a pasuk in the Megillah. He was Gadol Yehudim. So if he he was Gadol Yehudim, he should have been first on the list. He shouldn't have been last on the list. This, of course, assumes that Mordechai is the Mordechai that we know and love, right? We saw in Tosfos yesterday, not so pashut, that this is the Mordechai. In fact, the same Mordechai from the Megillah, because then he would have had to live for centuries. He would have had to live an extremely long life. But if you assume that that is the Mordechai that we know about, the Mordechai from the Megillah, then that's how the Marsha suggests. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Ketzad Heinosin. So what would they do? How would they go about the process of the Ketzira Sa'omer? Shluchei Bezin Yotzim Erev Yom Tov. Shluchei Bezin would go out already on Erev Yom Tov. V'osin Oso Krichos B'mechub L'Karka. They would already bundle the grains together while they were still attached to the ground. Kadesh Yenoach Liktor. And that way, when they came to harvest them, they can get them all, a whole bunch at one time, and it will be much, much easier to harvest. Kala Yaros HaSmuchos L'Sham Miskansos L'Sham. All the cities that were nearby to where they were doing the harvesting of the grain for the Korban Omer, they'd all gather together there, Kadesh Niktzar Beis HaGadol, so that when they would do the Ketzira, it would be like a big to-do. It was like a whole situation that everyone would be together, and it was a big event. Kivan Shech Shicha, when the first day of Yom Tov ended, it got dark, Omer Lehen, they would announce to the crowd, Bo HaShemesh, has the sun set already? Omer Hin, and everyone scream, yeah, Bo HaShemesh, they'd ask again, Omer Hin. Then they'd lift up the tool that they were going to use to harvest. Magal Zu, should we use this Magal? Omer Hin, everyone say, yeah, Magal Zu, Omer Hin. It was a whole show that they were making. Kupa Zu is like a Pidin Aben, you know, like everyone has their part that they have to say. So Kupa Zu, should we do should we put the grain in this box? Omer Hin, Kupa Zu, Omer Hin, everyone scream, yes. But Shabbos, Omer Lehen, Shabbos Zu, and on Shabbos they would say, even on Shabbos, and Omer Hin, and everyone would say, yeah, Shabbos Zu, Omer Hin. Ektsar, are you ready? Should I do it? And they would say Ktsar. Interesting that they didn't say Hin over here. They didn't say yes. They said Ktsar. So Ektsar, Veimam Lo Ktsar. Shalosh Pa Machal Davar V'davar. You'd get the impression from reading the first part of the Mishnah that they'd ask each question twice. The Mishnah was just speaking shorthand. Or just say Shalosh Pa. Okay, I don't know. But three times they would ask each one. Veinam Lo Hin, Hin, Hin. And they would say yes, yes, yes on each one. Kol Kach Lama. Why would they have this whole big show? This is a way to demonstrate that the Baitusim were incorrect, because the Baitusim used to say that there's no Ketzira Sa'omer on Motzai Yom Tov. When was it done? Mimachras HaShabbos, on Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Now, the in Targum Yomasin ben Azila, Megillas Rus, it says a Rus in the Ami came to Beis Lechem on Erev Pesach, and that was the day that Beis Din began the Ketzira Sa'omer. So a lot of people have difficulty with that Targum Yomasin. Erev Pesach? No one holds you to Ketzira Sa'omer on Erev Pesach. So what's going on over there? So in the Likut Hami'iri suggests that maybe Yonasan ben Azil was referring to this din that we say at the beginning of the Mishnah, that what would they do? They'd come earlier and they'd make krichos b'mechub l'karka. That was the beginning of the process of Ketzira Sa'omer, was done in advance of Mimachras HaShabbos in order to make it easier to do when Machras HaShabbos actually arrived. And they did this Kedeshe Noach Liktzar. The previous Mishnah we had said that they would have three people doing the Ketzira, and the Gemara said that they did that as a pirsum in order to be mefarsim that Ketzira is on Matzah Yom Tov against the Baitusim. The Rambam, we pointed out at the time, in Pirush HaMishnah, says, no, the reason they had three people was so that it should be done quickly, that the Ketzira Sa'omer should be done quickly, meaning Noach Liktzar, that it's all part of this din over here that we're mentioning now, that it should be easy to do. So it's easier to do a job when you have three people than when you have one person doing the job. So we'd have this whole big ASEC, this whole event that was taking place. And Rashi writes that the Omer was Niktzar Bahamula Gedola with this big event, in order that the Baitusim should understand that it's being done on Motzai Yom Tov. So when it says at the end of the Mishnah, Kol Kach Lama Mipnei Baitusim, it's going on the whole thing, on the whole ASEC. Sefer HaChinuch, however, says that no, the reason we made a big event out of this, Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Beis is Kadesh Yitnu Hakol Libam L'dvar Hashem Yisbarach Mitoch HaMaisa VaSimcha, that everyone should be able to focus on the fact that this is L'kvot Shemayim, this is for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you do something B'Simcha and there's a big event and everyone is more memorable, so that's a greater K'vot Shemayim. It's something that sticks with people much, much more. And this is part of the Kiyum of Brava Mahadras Melech, that you get a lot of people together in order to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Imre Emes quotes a raya from Medrash to the Shita of Chinuch, because it says when Rus and Naomi came to Beis Lechem, that people gathered together from the Ayaros HaSmuchos in order to be Kotzer the Omer Be'esek Gadol. So why is that a raya? Maybe that was for the Baitusim. It's just this din. Stukim Baitusim didn't exist yet in the times of Rus and Naomi. So well, what were they doing this Esek Gadol? So that must be a raya to the Chinuch, that even if not for the Stukim Baitusim, even if not for the people that were saying that Machras HaShabbos means on a Sunday, still you have to do it because of the Simchas HaMitzvah, in a way of generating excitement and energy surrounding the mitzvah. In fact, that's a really good point. I mean, if the Medrash says that they were already doing this in the days of Rus and Naomi, it's a major kasha on Rashi. How does Rashi learn that this whole event was only connected to Baitusim if the Baitusim Pasha didn't exist yet at that point? So they're miyashiv based on the Martzchayis. Martzchayis in the Mishnah Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Daled. Mishnah says Mishakilklu at Stukim Hiskinu Shiomri Mina Olam Viada Olam. When the Tzedukim started saying that there's only one Olam, there's only Olam Hazeh, there's no Olam Haba, so they were Mesakin and Nusach Mina Olam Viada Olam, to let it be known that there's an Olam Hazeh and there's an Olam Haba. So Martz Chayis points out, how could it be that Ezra was Mesakin to be Lahotzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim? There were no Tzedukim in the days of Ezra. That was that whole group came in the days of Antoninus and his Talmidim that were Kofar Ba'olam Haba, and Ezra, you know, preceded them. So Martz Chayis says, okay, but they didn't invent apikorsis, meaning they weren't a group, they weren't an organized group, but there were always apikorsim around, there were always a couple of people that believed in crazy things, so already in the times of Ezra, he thought that it was necessary to battle this. Then they organized themselves, and they became a group, and they called themselves a movement, or whatever. So that's, but they didn't, so maybe you can say the same thing over here, that already in the times of Rus and Naomi, it happened, it just wasn't a whole organized movement yet at the time, but there were people who had such beliefs. Also interesting, we said that they say shalosh pa'amim for called davar v'davar, three times for each thing. So a number of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaYashar, Tmim Deim, and even the Rosh in Maseches Nedarim, write that the reason we say Kol Nidre and Yom Kippur three times is because Divrei Chachamim are Mishulashim, that we often find that things are said in sets of three. And they give the example of Magal Zu, that you would never have made the Tzushto, right? Kol Nidre to this, that since they said Magal Zu three times, and they asked about each of the actions that they were doing three times, so that's a precedent for the idea of saying things three times for emphasis. The Bar Tanura says that's why when they were Torim the Lishcha, they would say Trom Shalosh Pa'amim. When they took the Trumas HaLishcha, they would also say three times. By the Shefas HaPara, they would say a whole bunch of things three times. And again, this is a way of doing things in as public a way as possible. In fact, the Chida says that it's a good idea even on Erev Pesach, when a person is being Mevatel Scham, they say Kol Chamira three times, because that's the Midas HaChachamim, that we say things three times as a way of making an emphasis. And a last point on the mission before we move on, the Chassam Sofer points out in a Chuvan or Chaim Simkuf Mem Aleph that why is it that the Baitusim were Moser Nefesh to make sure, like this was like the big battle, that Shavuos should dafka be on a Sunday. Who cares? Why was that such an important thing for them, that Shavuos should dafka be on a Sunday? We have a whole daf and a half of Gemara now to try to show how we responded to them and how it's not going to be on a Sunday. Why does it matter so much to them? So he points out that it turns out that there would have been another machlokas that emerges from this machlokas, and that is there a holiday to celebrate Matan Torah? You look through all the psukim in the Chumash never mentions anything about Shavuos being a celebration of Matan Torah. It is a celebration of Matan Torah because it always coincides with the day of Matan Torah, so it must be a celebration of Matan Torah. But if you hold that it's on Sunday, so it doesn't always coincide with Matan Torah, because Matan Torah happened 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you're first starting to count on whatever Sunday is after the first day of Pesach, it doesn't always coincide with Matan Torah. It's hard to imagine that we wouldn't have had a holiday celebrating Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim gets a holiday, the Anonei HaKavod get a holiday, and Matan Torah doesn't get a holiday. Hard to imagine. So the Chassam Sofer explains, hey, you know why you wouldn't get a holiday? Because Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force us into acceptance of the Torah. It was all done by Ones, by Kfiyas Har Kegigas. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches says. So you're not going to celebrate something that we were forced into. So the Rishonim write that, yeah, the Torah Shebichsav, we accepted Baratim, because we asked, we said Nasa V'Nishma, all the Rishonim asked, Bali Atos asked, we said Nasa V'Nishma, what do you mean Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas? We already agreed to do it. So that some of the Rishonim explain, we said Nasa V'Nishma and Torah Shebichsav, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas was Torah Shebal Peh. So at least we should have a Chag for Torah Shebichsav. According to the Tzedukim that don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, the Kfiyas Har Kegigas had to have been on Torah Shebichsav, because there's no such thing as Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, there would be no celebration of any day of Matan Torah. But according to us, so that's what the battle was really about. It was a very important battle. It wasn't Stam, just about Sefirah Som, which is also important, but it's a mitzvah, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. But this is whether the event of Matan Torah had a Yom Tov associated with it. So that's a pretty significant thing. In fact, some of the Akharim suggest that the battle is so strong, the reason we say Hayom Yom, when we count Sefirah Som, we don't say Hayom Yom Rishon. Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer is to be Lahotzi Melivim Shal Tzedukim, that they say the Omer is Yom Rishon. We said, no, it's not Yom Rishon. It's Yom Echad. It's the first day of the Omer. It's not the Yom Rishon, which would imply that it's on Sunday. Okay, says the Gemara for the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan. Alin Yom Yomaya Delolis Ana Bahon Umuksasan Delolim Mispa Bahon. There's a number of days that we're not supposed to fast on, and some of them are so significant that we're not, meaning are such celebratory days, that we're not even allowed to say a hesped. It sounds like whatever day you're not allowed to say a hesped, you're for sure not allowed to fast. That fasting is the ground level, and then sometimes, you're not even allowed to say a hesped. In the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomer, Rosh Shlomo Kluger, in Orach Chaim Siman Nun Tes, points out that the days of Isser Hesped, the Chora, seem to be more intense days, and for sure you're not allowed to fast in those days. It's problematic because the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yomi Beis darshans the pasuk Simcha u'mishta v'yom tov. When we talk about Purim being a day of Simcha, Mishta and Yom Tov, it darshans Simcha melamed shasurim behesped. Simcha at the very first level teaches you that you can't have hesped. Mishta, then the next one teaches you melamed shasurim betainus. Sounds like if we only had Simcha, it would have been Asur Behesped, but not Betainus, against this Gemara, which sounds like whenever there's an Isra Hesped, of course there's an Isra Tainus. The Tainus is at the ground level when there's even just a minimal amount of Simcha. And then you move up in the level of Simcha, then you come to include Hesped. And he writes over there in that Tshuva, La Halacha, that Chasan and Kalin and Shuvah Simei HaMishta are allowed to fast, even though they're days of Simcha, because Simcha alone only would have included an Isra Hesped. It would not have included an Isra Tainus. Based on that Gemara in Megillah, it's just difficult, because it seems to be somewhat against our Gemara. Okay, so what are these days? Mereish Yarcha de Nisan Ad Tmanya Bey, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokum Tmida Delolim Ispa. They finally established the halacha about the Korban Tamid, and therefore they were not able to say a hesped anymore, because these were days of celebration. We'll see in a moment what they established about the Karban Tamid. Mitmanya Bey Atsof Moada, and from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itosof Chaga Deshuaya Delolim Ispad. And also they changed it on the side, right? To Lolis Ana'a. Not only are you not allowed to say a hesped, you're also not allowed to fast, because they established the Yom Tov of Shavuos properly. Delolis Ana'a, Rashi writes, Avalis Lemis Bad Shari, Delavi Simcha Yisera, Shalatzeres Kibishal Tamin, Mishum Datzeres Lo Yashum Raya, Lidivir Beitusnal, Vatamarais Raya Lidivirim, Vatavayim Farish Lekaman. Rashi says, Delolis Ana, but they were allowed to say a hesped. They just only were not allowed to fast, because it wasn't as great a Simcha as the first 8 days, because in the first 8 days they had a much stronger Raya that the Beitusim were wrong. In fact, the fact that we have 9 Rayas that we're going to bring, that the Beitusim are wrong about this, tells you that none of the Rayas are exactly perfect. So it was a less of a celebration, says Rashi. So Mereish What's this business about establishing the carbon tamid? So that works as follows. The tzedukim used to say that an individual could bring a carbon tamid bin a davar. He could volunteer a carbon tamid. So taseh sounds like lashon yachad, that an individual could decide that he wants to bring a carbon tamid. What was the response? Es karboni lachmili ishai tishmeru. So Pasha Pshar, it's the word tishmeru, b'lashon rabin. Shikulin ba'in, b'trumas halishcha. That it all comes from the trumas halishcha. The Mishnah in Moikat and Davcha says that you're not allowed to be maspid a mace shloshim yom kodem aregel. For 30 days in advance of Yontif, you're already not allowed to say hespedim. And there's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, why that's the case. Rav says, because of maisa shahaya, that a person gave money for a maspid, to be maspid. It used to be they would hire people to be maspid. They would hire professional maspidim. So he gave money to the maspid, and because of that, he didn't have money to be olal l'regel. So because of that, we said, okay, if you need to be saving up to be olal l'regel, we don't want you to be paying maspidim. So they made an isra haspid. Shmuel says, no, it's because ein ames mishtakech min alev for shloshim yom, that it's going to be very, the haspid, it brings about bechi, it brings about crying, it brings about sadness. That's lispol de sarah velifkosa, right? That's what it's all about. It's supposed to be morid demos and bring bechi, and that's going to be very depressing for a yantif if a person still has the hespid in mind. So Rashi writes that if a person is maspid, tok shloshim yom of a regel, he'll come to be maspid within the regel as well. What's the nafkamina between them? According to Rav, it's only usher to hire a maspid. According to Shmuel, it's usher even to give a hespid, even not to hire a maspid. Yushalmi says that hespid tok shloshim the regel is only if it's someone who died a while ago, and now you're trying to bring back the memory and trying to experience, a sense of avelus again. But if someone just died, then you're allowed to be maspid. So Shar Melech just points out from Rashi and Moikatan and Bartanura, they say in maspidin is about a brand new mace, that they must hold that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. And l'chor the Yerushalmi is only according to Shita Shmuel, because according to Rav, there's no difference between Chadash and Yashan. The whole point is you're going to run out of money. Okay. But according to Shita Shmuel, the Yerushalmi makes sense. And if it's all about bringing about sadness, so maybe there's such an issur when the person has died a long time ago. If the person died more recently, maybe there's no such issur. So why am I mentioning all this? In the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim brings a raya that the Yerushalmi is correct from the fact that they were misakin Megillas Tainis not to say a hesped in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. Mechora, anyway, it's also to say a hesped shloshim yom lefnei haregel. So according to Rav, that the issur lefnei haregel is only bischar, is only if you pay them. So you could say that they were misakin shlo hasbid even bechinam on from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but according to Shmuel, that the yisul lefnei regel is even bechinam. The yisul lefnei regel is even if you're doing it for free, you're not paying anybody. So why do we need a new takana over here? Ah, so that's a riot to the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is only that the din of 30 days is only by a mace yashan, but you have a mace chadash. That's why we needed this din. That starts already on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the Gemara says further, mitmanya be at sof mo'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach. Itosuf Chagah D'Shvuaya D'Lola Mispah. They finally established the Chagah Shvuos D'Lola Lisana. We said, what was the battle? Shoyu Baitusin Omrim at Seres Achra Shabbos. The Baitusin used to say that Shvuos is always supposed to be after Shabbos. Nitva lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'amalem shotim minay lechem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you fools, where do you get such an idea that it's got to be after Shabbos? V'lo haya adam echad shayim mashivo, and no one wanted to start up with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to start a debate with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They didn't like their chances. Chutz mizakin echad shayim mefatpeit kenegdo. The lashon mefatpeit we often use when we describe someone, pitkute dvarim bialma, someone who's saying foolish things. So there was one person who was willing to fight with him. And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael haya. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. V'yodea sh'atzeres yom echad hu. And he knew that Shavuos is only one day. So what kind of celebration is that? What kind of holiday is that? No one enjoys just one day of Yontif. Samad v'tikna achar Shabbos. So that's why he was misakin. The Yontif should always be right after Shabbos. See, by the other Yom Tovim, you have a whole week, of Yontif. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew Shavuos is unique in that it's only one day. So he always wanted to put it right next to Shabbos. so you could have a proper celebration, because people enjoy Kadesh Yisrael Misanyan Shnei Yamim, so that people can enjoy, right? That's what all the people who live in Israel always complain, that they only have one day of Yontif, and how much more they would like it if they had to, I don't know, it's a different attitude, I guess, but they used to enjoy 2 days of Yontif. So Karol of Mikra Zeh, so Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh said the following pasuk: Acharas Yom Mechorib Derech Har Seir. That the pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael traveled 11 days. They could have gotten from Kadesh Barnea. They could have gotten to Kadesh Barnea, which is close to Eretz Yisrael. 11 days it would have taken. Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Hayev. Moshe Rabbeinu was really such an Oev Yisrael. Lama Ichran Bamidbar Arbarim Shana. Why did he take 40 years to take the journey? And Rashi points out he's speaking nonsense. Meaning Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saying, you're going to talk nonsense, I'll talk nonsense back to you. It's all, the whole conversation is ridiculous. So Amar Lo Rebbe Bekachato Patreni. He says that's how you're going to answer me. That's not correct at all. So meaning there's a whole story. Maybe you didn't hear the Raglan, and they had to be in the midbar for 40 years. So I'm Lord Rabbi Yochum Zakeh says, "Shote velote Torah shleimer shalanu kasicha b'teila shalachem." I'm not going to get in a Torah conversation when you're speaking in dvarim b'teilim. So I'll speak back dvarim b'teilim. Kasev echad omer. If I, you know, we have a raya to what we do. Our raya is that there's one pasuk that tells us when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, tisbru chamishim yom, that you count 50 days. Sounds like it does not have to be complete weeks. 50 days from whenever you start. Because of Echad Omer, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. That has to be complete weeks. So Haket said, how we miyashiv the two pesukim? Can be Yomtiv Shchalios Shabbos. Can be Yomtiv Shchalios Yomtiv Shabbos. When Yomtiv, the first day of Yomtiv falls on Shabbos, so then it's complete weeks, starting on Yom Rishon and going until the end of the week. It's 7 complete weeks, and then the day after those 7 complete weeks is the Yomtiv of Shavuos. Yeah, but when Yomtiv falls out any other day of the week, so it's Chamishim Yom. It doesn't have to be complete weeks. So that's, it's all in the Torah itself. So the Gemara now gives us a number of other rayas that Shavuos is not always on a, that we do not begin counting Sfiras HaOmer on a Sunday. So we give a simin, Shal Rav Lezer, Sofer, Rabbi Shua, Mona, Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'amer, Rabbi Yudel Lamata. But these are simin. These are all the simin for the answers that we're about to have. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need to bring a raya from the stira between two psukim. Harei Omer, Tisbar Lach. It says Tisbar Lach, so it sounds like it's Lach. Sfira Tuliyah Bebezdin, Shem Yodim Lekadesh Yomtov. That Sfira is up to Bezdin. They know how to be Mekadesh, the Yomtov of Pesach, because they're the ones that are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, so they know when Mimachras HaShabbos is, Yatzah Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos Bekal Adam. So it can't relate to Shabbos Bereshis, because that has nothing to do with Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin to tell you what day of the week is Shabbos Bereshis. That's on an ongoing cycle since the days of creation. Rabbi Shua Omer, a different source, based on the Binyanav from Rosh Chodesh. Amr Tor, it says by Rosh Chodesh that Mana Yamim Mekadesh Chodesh, that you count days and you cover Rosh Chodesh. So that's why the Torah says Ad Chodesh Yamim is the Lashon of the Torah, that Kviyas HaChodesh is totally in counting of days. And the Torah says when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that you count Chamishim Yom, Minei Yamim Mekadesh Atzeres. You count days and you Mekadesh Atzeres. Ma Chodesh Samach L'Biyaso Nikr. Just like by Rosh Chodesh, there's something happening in nature that makes it obvious that it's Rosh Chodesh. I mean, you look at the moon and you could see the Chiddush HaLevana. Af Atzeres, Samach L'Biyaso Nikeres. So to Atzeres is about the date on the calendar, not the day of the week. V'im Tomer Atzeres Yom Achar Shabbos, Heich Tei Nikeres Mishal Fanaha. But if it could come out on many different dates on the calendar, and come out on the 6th day of Sivan, 7th day of Sivan, 8th day of Sivan, 9th day of Sivan, 10th day of Sivan, so you can't tell by looking at the moon what day Shavuos is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, a third possibility, another Binyan Av. Amrit Torah Havei Omer BaPesach. Torah says, bring a Korban Omer on Pesach. Shtei Alechem BaTzeres. And you bring Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Mal Alon Regel Tchilas Regel. Just like by the Shtei Alechem that comes at the end of the Sfira, you bring the Korban on the Yom Tov, meaning on Chag HaShavuos, which is the beginning of the Yom Tov. Avkan Regel Tchilas Regel. So too, by the Omer, you bring it at the Tchilas Regel on Motzoi Yom Tov HaRishon of Pesach. If Mimachras HaShabbos meant Sunday, very often that's not the beginning of the Yom Tov. Let's say Pesach falls out on a Monday. It's already way at the end of Yom Tov then, by the time you hit Sunday. So the only way to compare it to Shavuos is got to be Tchilas Regel, and Tchilas Regel is could be any day of the week. Rabbi Yudah Meseira Omer, a different limud. Nemar Shabbos l'mala v'nemar Shabbos l'mata. It says Shabbos when it talks about Sfartim l'chem b'machas v'Shabbos, and it says by the Shtei Alechem an b'machas v'Shabbos v'shvi'is tisru chamishim yom v'krafta mincha chadasha by the Shtei Alechem. So mala alon, just like by the Shtei Alechem regel utchilas regel samuchla, the regel is right after the seventh week, which is b'machas v'Shabbos v'shvi'is afkan regel utchilas regel samuchla. So too by the Korban Omer, the zman of bringing the Korban Omer is close to the beginning of the regel, meaning L'machras Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, which is also called Shabbos. At the beginning of Yontif is called Shabbos. So these are some of the rayas that we have that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is Dafka Nikva, not based on starting a Svira on the Sunday, but starting a Svira on the day after the first day of Pesach. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through a whole bunch more rayas and then we'll move on.